Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. Have you, at any point in your life, Hot Wings? Maybe I shouldn't ask you. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
Steve?
Yes.
Have you, at any point in your life, had any concern that your balls were too big or too small?
No. No, okay. I think they're pretty proportionate.
Maitland and Kelly, in your experience, either on your own or with girlfriends or anyone you may have talked to about Ben's balls, I know.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
Has there ever been a discussion of them being too big or too small?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
For
like
sure.
Can you give context?
Yeah. I grew up around brothers, so I also heard them talking about balls a lot. I never saw them or tasted them or anything like that.
Okay.
But
we had kind of assumed that. But
yeah.
Well,
appreciate the clarification.
I didn't assume it.
I mean, you can learn no matter how hard you need it or whatever I'm trying to say here.
Uh-huh.
I'm questioning.
I remember having girlfriends talking about it as they started having sex and talking about how weird balls were.
That makes sense.
How some are smaller, some are big, some are really wrinkly, some like hang a lot lower, but they're not big. Like they hang, but they're small.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, whether or not men take care of them and maintain them.
That makes sense.
And also the main thing being like men seemed to care more about them than women do because it's such a secondary thing for us in comparison to what we're face to face with.
Yes.
Right there in the front.
Yes.
The big saggy ones definitely are not pleasant. Like you're hitting it from the back and you can feel them slapping everything, you're kind of like, okay, Jesus.
Like clock weights.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one guy one time, his were so small that I thought he only had one, which wasn't a problem, but it was shocking that he didn't mention it before.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, this guy's got a story. And then the next time we got together, I was like, nope, there's two.
Where do you think that other one
story.
Was?
No story.
It's just small.
I think it was just scared.
Now, how big you've talked about having one big, one small, like a softball and a basketball.
They're definitely not like a softball and a basketball.
Golf ball and a marble?
It sounds like it's more like what Maitland was just describing.
Yeah, do you feel attacked by what Maitland just said?
No.
Do you warn?
I said there was nothing wrong with it.
A lady, if you're about to be with her, hey, I got...
No.
I got my balls and play it against sports so they don't match.
No, in fact, a couple of times early on, I accidentally made it awkward because I thought, oh, I should probably explain what's going on.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, I didn't even notice, so that's just weird now.
Yeah, all of
And I go, oh, man, I shouldn't have said anything.
Don't worry, baby. All my flow comes from the big one.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, honestly, the all that matters is, like, the part you're actually using. Like, what's slapping around doesn't really matter that much, you know? I mean,
but so Kelly or Maitland or Steve or Hot Wings, have you ever heard any man or woman say, I just wish his balls were bigger?
Not to me.
I mean, maybe somebody said that behind
you. You might be wondering, why is he asking all these questions? Well, I've started a new hobby. No. This article, it says, men are ball-maxing their testicles until they're inflated to the size of...
Oh, God.
Grapefruits.
Ugh.
Oh, that's big.
See, that is too big.
That is maxing. That is way too big.
By the way, would be alarming.
This is the kind of thing Hot Wings is normally annoyed by, and I bet you are. I'm tired of everything being maxed. Look max. Gas max.
Yeah.
Ball max. But anyway.
Yeah.
Typically, men's balls are between the size of a small egg and a plum, Steve. Mm-hmm. And some people, though, are into the body modification kink of ball maxing.
Ugh.
What are they doing to
I'm glad you asked,
max them out?
The next paragraph is all about that. They typically photograph their hot dog and balls with one or two needles inserted and taped into their sack.
Oh, God.
That sounds super pleasant.
Everybody make eye contact with someone else at your table that you just met today.
Yeah. Are we talking needle like medical needle or like the needle that you use to pump up a basketball?
it doesn't say, but it better be medical needle.
I mean, if you're maxing, though, you might go high gauge. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Then they tape them to their sack, administering saline drips they've purchased online.
So or the purpose. So you just have like big water balls.
It's a DIY kit.
It sounds like it. This causes the testicles to swell for a time, often to the point of enveloping the penis in front, making it look much smaller.
Why would you want to do that?
I can't begin to imagine why that would be a thing you'd want to do.
Men would want to make it look bigger, not smaller.
Balls maxing. I think they missed the boat. This has got to be called Baltox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That really is a lot better.
Yeah. Good point, Steve.
Ball maxing or scrotal inflation with saline is considered to be quite dangerous.
What?
Wow.
Said Dr. No Kidding. The scrotum area is very sensitive and contains delicate structures, including the testes, the blood vessels, and the nerves, none of which are designed to accommodate fluid distension. Despite the dangers, the allure of ball maxing is growing. So we asked ball maxing experts to tell us what they know about.
There are the ball maxing experts.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody's got to be an expert on it, I guess.
Sex expert Gigi Engel, author of Kink Curious, says ball maxing, while considered a kink, falls under the umbrella of body mod. It's a misnomer, she says.
Mm.
She said it's linked to freak show type body modification, which celebrates extreme size. That's the thing. It's not as sexual as it is just being able to get them bigger.
Having had like 3-4 years ago a vasectomy, when they poke you with that needle, that's there's no part of that where you're like, "Yep, this is good.
I'm going to do that again."
It's pretty uncomfortable.
It's not the best.
One man was asked, "Why do you like it?" Which is the question we would all want to ask, right? I can't believe they waited till like paragraph 7 to get to it.
I wouldn't have said it that way though. I would have said, "What's your deal?" Is what I would how I would ask that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One man said, "I think we all agree it just feels so good for them to be that heavy."
Nope.
No,
you're wrong.
No, that's dumb.
Now, I was taught that's in second dumb. Grade by a kid on the playground, when you're riding in a Chevy and your balls get heavy, that's a rupture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, it would be almost impossible to go down a slide and have your balls not hit the side.
That'd be a rupture.
Causing a rupture.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the second best song written about balls.
Yeah.
What's the number one song?
I've got big balls. I've got big
it's obvious.
Balls.
Balls of the balls.
It's like an anthem.
My balls are always bouncing. My balls
now another person said,
and everybody comes and
he enjoys the feeling of his hot dog being buried within his balls as they get so swollen, then watching it slowly reemerge from his testicles as the water goes to wherever the water goes.
So this is a temporary thing.
Yes. Okay. And then he enjoys the tingling of the stretching skin.
That's the thing. I mean, it might be temporary in overall size, but you're going to stretch that skin all out over time, and it's going to look like a bad set of curtains.
Oh, it's going to look like people that got their ears pierced or like aged out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you see people who, get some kind of surgery or they lose a ton of weight, and then they have all that extra skin.
Yeah.
You could, like, jump rope with it.
Also point out
that slapping around.
There's a lot of BDSM in this. A lot of the people that do it enjoy having a dominatrix or a dom do it to them, which sounds even worse. I prefer DIY, do it yourself.
Yeah, I'll never understand the I like to be hurt during sex people.
All right, who here's into that? Raise your hand.
Yeah, who likes
come
a,
on?
Who
there's got to be at least one.
Who likes a good nut stomping?
Right. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure there's at least one who's talked about it before.
We're all friends here.
I ain't ashamed.
Yeah.
A little pain can bring some pleasure sometimes. You just got to be open-minded and respectful.
I mean specifically who's into this, though. It's got to be at least one. There's at least one balls maxer in here.
I doubt it, right?
This doesn't seem like a balls maxing crowd.
And what do they do with the rest of their life? Walk around with really loose pants?
I mean, I guess. Yeah, you got to walk around like MC Hammer all the time.
They said this is a step up from Scrotox, Steve.
Oh.
Yeah. They said Scrotox has grown significantly since it was first reported on in 2016 when men would want smoother ball skin so they would put Botox in them just like people would for wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
What about the damages? Boy, these stories get pretty dark pretty quick. A number of people have given themselves an infection that's led to necritis, which is where it starts to rot and die.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want, some dead, good old dead balls.
Dead balls.
Commonly results in erectile dysfunction due to blood flow being disrupted.
You don't say.
Yeah.
This doctor says injecting saline into your scrotum can disrupt structures and blood flow. They used that quote twice from that same doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That is cheap. Get more doctors.
I do not feel bad for anyone who has a necrotized penis because they're sticking saline in their nuts.
Mm.
All right, last chance.
That's
who
your
here
problem.
Is
yeah.
Why are you pushing so hard? Do you want to
I really want this interview.
He wants to see him.
Steve's going to be like, I'm in room 1014. Please come tell me later.
I want to see your smoothness.
I'm curious, man. I'm a question asker.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you do a Google search and see if you can find a photograph?
I'm sure I could.
Mate, what if your
grapefruit nuts?
What if your boyfriend said, hey, I heard you guys talking about this and we've been dating a while. I'm kind of into it. I haven't done it in a while. Would you help me?
No. No.
Like, not even think about it.
Not even think about it, no. I think I'd probably be like, we haven't been together nearly long enough. I'm not sticking with you through this.
How much time does it take before you think it's okay to ask that of your significant other?
To inflate your balls?
Yeah. I'm not into it, but have I been with my wife long enough to do that?
I think maybe at least 30 years when things start getting a little boring.
Okay, so
30 years.
Not until I'm
long time.
77 will I have that opportunity.
Yeah, they probably could use a good pump anyway.
No, they'll be long enough on their own by then.
Yeah.
That is definitely true.
You don't have to worry about it.
Name that blank.
Got it.
It's already done.
Not
name
it.
That blank
I've
is next.
Been it.
Still not.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.